This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of April, 2024. Essence, sweet children, this confluence age is the time of the episode of the Gita. It is in this age that you have to make effort and become the most elevated human beings, that is, deities. Question. Which aspect should you always pay attention to so that your boat can go across? Answer. Always pay attention to stay in God's company, because it is through this that your boat can go across. If you are influenced by wrong company and you develop doubts, your boat will sink in the ocean of poison. You children should not have the slightest doubt about what the Father explains. The Father has come to make you children knowledgeful and pure, the same as Himself. You have to stay in the Father's company. Om Shanti. God speaks. You children know that the Father is teaching you the same Raj Yoga that He explained to you 5,000 years ago. You children know this, but the world doesn't know it, and so you should ask them, when did the God of the Gita come? God says, I teach you Raj Yoga and make you into kings of kings. You should ask people, when did that Gita episode take place? No one knows this. You are now listening to this in a practical way. The Gita episode has to be between the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. He establishes the original eternal deity religion, and so he would definitely come at the confluence age. This is definitely the most auspicious confluence age. Although people remember the leap month, the poor things don't know this. You sweetest children know that the Father comes and teaches you in order to make you into the highest human beings. That is, to change human beings into elevated deities. Out of all human beings, the most elevated deities are Lakshmi and Narayan. He makes human beings into deities at this confluence age. Deities definitely exist in the Golden Age. All the rest are in the Iron Age. You children know that you are confluence-aged Brahmins. Remember this very firmly. Generally, people are not able to forget their own clan, but Maya even makes you forget. We belong to the Brahmin clan, and we will then belong to the deity clan. If you remember this, you will remain very happy. You are studying Raj Yoga. You explain that God, Baba, is now once again speaking the knowledge of the Gita and also teaching the ancient yoga of Bharat. We are changing from human beings into deities. The Father has said lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering it, you become the conquerors of the world. People argue so much about purity. For human beings, vice is like a treasure. They receive that inheritance from their physical fathers. When you become a child, you first of all receive that inheritance from your father. They make children get married and ruin them, whereas the unlimited father says, lust is the greatest enemy. Therefore, you will definitely become conquerors of the world by conquering lust. The Father would definitely have come at the confluence age. There is the great Mahabharat war. We are also definitely here. It isn't that anyone instantly conquers lust. Everything takes time. The main thing children write is, "Baba, I have fallen into the river of poison." So there is definitely the ordinance, the father's ordinance, conquer lust, and you will become the conquerors of the world. It isn't that you become the conquerors of the world and can then indulge in vice. It is Lakshmi and Narayan who are the conquerors of the world. They are called completely viceless. Everyone calls the deities viceless, and you call that the kingdom of Rama. That is a viceless world, whereas this is a vicious world, an impure family ashram. Baba has explained that you belong to a pure family ashram. You have now become impure while taking 84 births. There is the story of 84 births. The new world definitely has to be viceless. God, who is the ocean of purity, carries out establishment. And then the kingdom of Ravan also definitely has to come. The very names are the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. The kingdom of Ravan means the devilish kingdom. You are now sitting in the devilish kingdom. Lakshmi and Narayan are the symbols of that divine kingdom. You children go around in the early morning. Dawn is said to be early morning. At that time people are sleeping. And so you go around with the float later. The exhibitions can be good when there are also centres where people can come and understand that lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering it, they will become conquerors of the world. You should definitely have the trance-like picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. You must never forget it. Have this picture and also the picture of the ladder. Just as they have trucks as floats of the goddesses, so it would also be good if you were to take 2 to 3 trucks with these pictures and decorate them. Day by day, the types of picture will increase. Your knowledge will continue to grow. The number of you children also continues to grow. Wealthy and poor are all included in that. Shiv Baba's treasure store continues to become full. Those who fill his treasure store receive a multi-fold return for that. This is why the father says, "Sweetest children, you are the ones who will become multi-millionaires, and that too for 21 births." The father himself says, "You will become the masters of the world for 21 generations. I myself have come directly and brought heaven on the palm of my hand." For instance, when a child is born, he has his father's inheritance on the palm of his hand. His father would say, "This home and everything is yours." The unlimited father also says, "When you belong to me, the sovereignty of heaven is yours for 21 generations, because you conquer death." This is why the father is called the Great Death. The Great Death is not someone who kills. He is simply praised. People think that God sent the demons of death and took that one, someone who died. It isn't like that. All of those things belong to the path of devotion. The father says, "I am the death of all deaths." People living in the mountains believe in the Great Death a lot. There is also a temple to Mahakal, the Great Death. They just put up flags like that. The father sits here and explains to you children, you also understand that this is right. By remembering your father, your sins of many births will be burnt away. So you should publicize this. There are many Kumbh Melas, etc. They have shown that bathing in the Ganges is very important. You children are now receiving this nectar of knowledge after 5,000 years. In fact, it is not called Amrit, that is nectar. This is a study. All of those names belong to the path of devotion. On hearing the name nectar, people have shown water in the pictures. The father says, I teach you Raj Yoga. It is only through this study I teach you that you receive a high status. God doesn't have a decorated form as such. The father enters this one and teaches you. He teaches souls and makes them the same as himself. He is not Lakshmi and Narayan that he would make you the same as them. You souls study, and he makes you as knowledgeable as himself. It isn't that he makes you into gods and goddesses. They have shown pictures of Sri Krishna, but how could he teach? There are no impure beings in the Golden Age. Sri Krishna exists in the Golden Age. After that, you won't see Sri Krishna again. In this drama, everyone's image on rebirth is unique. This drama is a wonder. That which is predestined, The father also says, you will continue to study with the same features and in the same clothes identically every cycle. It repeats identically. Each soul sheds a body and then takes another, which is identical to the one he took in the previous cycle. There cannot be any difference in the drama. Those are limited matters, whereas this is an unlimited matter, which no one except the unlimited father can explain to you. There cannot be any doubt about this. The intellects of some have faith and then develop one doubt or another because they are influenced by the company they keep. If you continue to have godly company, you can go across. When you let go of this company, you drown in the ocean of poison. On the one side is an ocean of milk, and on the other side is an ocean of poison. There is also the name Nectar of Knowledge. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, and there is his praise. The praise of the Father cannot be given to Lakshmi and Narayan. The Father is the ocean of purity. Although those deities are pure in the golden and silver ages, they don't remain pure all the time. They fall after half a cycle. The Father says, I come and grant everyone salvation. I alone am the bestower of salvation. You go into salvation where these things do not happen. You children are now sitting here personally. You have studied with Shiv Baba and also become teachers. He is the principal. You come to him. You say, I have come to Shiv Baba. Oh, but he is incorporeal. Yes, he comes in this one's body. This is why we say we are going to Bap Dada. This Baba is his chariot in which he is riding. This one is called the chariot and the horse. There is a story about this. Daksha Prajapita created a sacrificial fire. They have just written the story, but it wasn't like that. God Shiva speaks, I come when there is extreme defamation of religion in Bharat. Although those who study the Gita say that God comes when there is extreme irreligiousness, they don't understand the meaning of that. This is your very small tree and it is affected by storms. It is a new tree. Then there is also this foundation. He is planting the sapling of the one original eternal deity religion in the midst of all these innumerable religions. This requires so much effort. Others don't find it to be any effort. They continue to come down from up above. Here, the souls of those who are to go into the golden and silver ages sit and study. The Father sits here and teaches impure ones to make them into pure deities. This one also used to study the Gita a lot. Just as he remembers souls and gives them drishti so that their sins are cut away, similarly on the path of devotion, they keep water, they consider that to be nectar, in front of the Gita while they sit and study. They believe that the departed souls will be uplifted. This is why they remember the departed souls. They give a lot of regard to the Gita on the path of devotion. Oh, Baba was no less a devotee. He used to study the Ramayana, etc., everything. He used to be very happy. All of that is the past. The Father now says, do not remember the past. Remove it all from your intellects. Baba was granted visions of establishment, destruction, and the kingdom, and so that became firm. I didn't know that all of this is to be destroyed. Baba understood that all of this will happen. It won't take long. I will go and become such and such a king. I don't know what Baba thinks. You children know how Baba entered. People do not know these things. They mention the names of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. But of the three, they don't know the meaning of the one whom God enters. Those people mention the name of Vishnu, but he is a deity. How could he teach you? Baba himself says, I enter this one. This is why they have shown establishment taking place through Brahma. That one is for sustenance, and the other one is for destruction. These matters have to be greatly understood. God speaks, I teach you Raj Yoga. You now understand when God came and taught you Raj Yoga and gave you a royal status. He has explained to you the secret of 84 births. He has also explained to you those who are worthy of worship and those who are worshippers. There was Lakshmi and Narayan's kingdom of peace in the world, which the whole world wants now. At the time of the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, everyone else was in the land of peace. We are now carrying out this task by following Srimat. We have done this many times and will continue to do so. You know that only a handful out of multi-millions will emerge. This will only touch those who belong to the deity religion. This refers to Bharat alone. Those who belong to this clan are emerging and will continue to emerge. Just as you have emerged, other subjects will also continue to be created. Those who study well will claim a good status. The main things are this knowledge and yoga. This knowledge is needed for yoga too. You also need to have yoga with the powerhouse. By having yoga, your sins will be absolved. You will become healthy and wealthy. You will also pass with honours. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Do not think about things that have happened in the past. You have to forget everything that you have studied so far and only listen to the one father. And constantly remember your Brahmin clan. 2. Your intellect must have full faith. Do not have doubts about anything. Never let go of God's company or this study. Blessing. May you become a spiritual lover, attracted by the spiritual beloved, and thereby remain free from having to work hard. The beloved is pleased to see his lovers who had been lost. They were attracted by this spiritual attraction, and they now know their true beloved. They have attained him and have reached their true destination. When such lovely souls come inside this boundary of love, they are liberated from many types of hard work, because the waves of love and power here of the ocean of knowledge refresh them for all time. The beloved has especially created this special place for the entertainment of you lovers and for meeting him. Slogan. Together with being introverted, also be economical and belong to the One. Om Shanti.